Zakes Bantwini and Ngasango. Osama is a track. It's 959. It's Car Drive. We are on the streets. We are on the air. Second hour. The show was kicked off by the one and only Notorious B.I.G. and 112. Sky is the limit.
Track.
So, yes, sir. Now, I don't know if you remember this. In primary school and also in high school, everything was based on age group. Mm-hmm. So if you're playing sports, you're like the under 13s, then the under 14s, yeah, then the under 15s, under 17s. Then they'll say open. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Open was amaqipa. Basically, you're an adult. Now it's just open, you know? Mm-hmm. And when I look back now, I can kind of see why they'd want to do that. Because while you're still a child, yes, then there's different age groups. But once you're adults, now it's just all adults, you know? And it happens so often that you have to confront an adult about a situation. And because we're people of color, the respect thing is always a big thing. Like, for lack of a better phrase, if umdala ekujwayela kabi, how do you deal with it? Even Sandman was like, yo, because you seldom use the word umdala ekujwayela kabi. But bakhona abantu abadala beyisayo.
Oh no, there's a lot.
And yeah, sometimes you just gotta call them to order. Kini lehuma.
No, I'm spicy. All
but you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, because I'm worried now. Am I this person arguing with an adult or trying to put them in their place?
Yeah.
If they're wrong, then like I don't care. Like they should know that they're wrong. I don't know. Hopefully somebody tells them who's their age. I'll walk away.
I will. I'm not going to walk away. Mm-hmm. I'll call it out. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't say I'm confrontational, but I never start trouble. So when you bring it to me, I'm going to end it.
But like,
I'm going to end it.
Also, like, but in one sort of situation, what would an adult say to you that ufile ukuthi uyintrelabi? Like they're questioning you about what? Exactly.
I can't think of an example now. But disrespect will be met with disrespect. Mm-hmm. Jay, yeah. Clean. I'm not even gonna beat about the bush. Mm. And you know me, I'm pretty respectful to adults, but
yeah.
But Mrs. Ongjuela Rabi, I know.
So now that I think of it, I think of a situation where I was actually in a taxi.
Yeah.
And there was this uncle who was talking about how young girls are always wearing weaves and, you know, sort of hair that's not theirs. And everybody in the taxi was quiet, just listening to this man. I don't think anybody had the guts to actually say something.
Mm.
And this young girl actually stood up and she was like, "Yo, uncle, you know, I don't think that's a fair thing to say. You're grown, you should know better." So I think, you know, the tone that you use could be so important. But a lot of times older people are so stubborn, so chances are they might not even hear you out.
Yeah, you see, something like that for me, that's something I can't walk away from. Well, I mean, I've never worn a weave. But I'm just imagining if I was in a taxi, I'm going to get off the taxi and I'll never see this guy again. But personal disrespect, I'm not going to let that slide. He may even catch some slaps in your pussy moped.
Wow. Violence.
Wait, what if somebody comes and says, "Now I'm Dala"?
Violence.
I got to handle that business.
No. Thank you. Now you trust your fist too much.
Look, I'm not sure if I'll get into a physical fight with an old person. But yeah, no, I put them in that place.
Yeah.
Especially like strangers. Like you bump into them into malls. They come in all size, shapes and sizes and colors. And they just, I think there's something that being older, they just think they call the shots.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'm not your kid, you know? And you have to call them out, because if you're old enough to disrespect, then you're old enough to get the repercussions as well. You can't just hide behind, "I'm old, so hence let me get away with this."
Mm. No, let us know. How do you feel about it? It's a contentious issue. 086-000-00959. And then on WhatsApp, 063-688-0959. Have you ever had to confront an adult? And how did that work out for you?